After a long day of classes, it's shaping up to be a typical day for a Colby lacrosse player. It's 3:30 in the afternoon, and my teammates and I are making our way down to the athletic center to get ready for practice. Even though we still have an hour before things get started, by this time in the season, most of us are pretty banged up and need some extra time to get treated by the trainers. The few lucky players that are still healthy and don't need any treatments will start to arrive in about 30 minutes. During this quiet period, the locker room is relatively low energy while people are beginning to transition from students to athletes. As more players begin to arrive, this is the time when the music begins to play an important role in helping with the transition and adding a palpable energy into the locker room. While the team is comprised of people from many different geographies and backgrounds, music provides a unifying backbone for our team. The principal musical protagonist of our team is Peyton Fales. Peyton is from Southern California and has become the team's unofficial DJ. I don't know if it's because of his eclectic musical tastes or because the location of his locker is right next to the speaker. Peyton seems to have a sixth sense about the mood of the team and intuitively knows what everyone needs and chooses music that sets the appropriate tone in the locker room. Although Peyton's musical choices appear to be extemporaneous, I know that he takes this responsibility very seriously and spends countless hours listening to and exploring new artists to find the perfect music for the team. The musical genres that he plays vary broadly, from deep house to rap music to classic rock. I decided to do a deeper dive into the role that music plays in impacting the cohesiveness and energy level for the lacrosse team. The first person I interviewed was Peyton Fales. Not surprisingly, he said,
"I think music plays a really big role in setting the mood for our team. It allows everyone to transition from their busy days and brings everyone together with a singular focus on playing lacrosse in the locker room."
I agree with Peyton's assessment that the music creates a shared experience for the team and allows everyone to begin to mentally prepare for the intensity of a practice. I also wanted to interview other members of the team to better understand the impact of playing music in the locker room. The next person I spoke to was Riley Bergstrom, a freshman from Duxbury, Massachusetts. His thoughts on playing music in the locker room were similar to Peyton's. I could tell how much music meant to him.
Music, I think, to the team, especially before games, before practices, it kind of sets the mood, and I think it gets people in a certain mindset. Definitely certain music before a game will get people really excited and get them going for it. Or if it's just before practice, it just gets them in a good mood, takes the stress away of classes before they go out.
Although, as a team, we've never specifically discussed the role of music in helping us to prepare for practice, it represents a very important part of the experience for everyone I spoke with. After a long week of practice, the team has been building towards the game on Saturday. Everyone starts arriving at the athletic center at 11 a.m. for a 1 p.m. game. The vibe feels very different on game days. There's an intensity and purposefulness that begins to rise as we ready ourselves for the game. The players on the team are creatures of habit and like to do the same things before each game, whether it's taping their sticks, relacing their cleats, or watching film on the other team. One thing that I find particularly fascinating is that despite the fixation on rote behavior, many players change how they like to listen to music on a game day versus a typical practice day. As I discussed previously, on practice days, the team normally listens to music in the locker room, and it's a joyous communal experience with everyone laughing and joking around. However, before games, the vibe in the locker room can be very different depending upon the individual. For some people, they're much more serious and intensely focused on what they need to do to prepare themselves for the game. Many choose to wear headphones and listen to their own music as a way of preparing for the game. I find it fascinating that despite our normal musical rituals around practice, their final preparation for game day is a deeply individualistic and personal experience. Riley shared his thoughts about what he does pregame.
On a more personal level, I usually like to listen to my own music before games, not really listen to what is going on in the locker room. Not because I don't like it, but more because I like to listen to my own music, and I kind of have a different routine that I want to go through.
This is very similar to the rationale we read about in Peelsack's American Soldiers and Music in the Iraq War. The soldiers would select music to make them more aggressive before going out, which is similar to the rationale that Riley gave for listening to his own music before games. When I asked him what he listens to, he said,
Again, it's a wide variety. If it's before a game, usually the further out I am from the game, I'll start with a little bit softer type of music and not really as big with the bass or any of that stuff, more mellow. And then as it gets closer, switch to like electronic music or rap, heavier stuff, trying to get adrenaline going. And then definitely before games, I'll put on one or two songs that I always listen to almost as a superstition before I go out and get my mind right.
However, for some of the players on the lacrosse team, they take great comfort in listening to music with their teammates prior to the start of the game. The one person who exemplifies this characteristic the most is a freshman named Joe Pilato from Sherburn, Massachusetts. Joe is a very social guy and likes to be around other people before games to ease his nerves. Joe is the starting faceoff man for the team as a freshman, which is a very high-pressure position. He shared that he likes,
I usually just listen to whatever's on. Sometimes I like to listen to my own music, but in all honesty, I like having everybody listen to the same music, everybody kind of jamming to the same music. It's you feel the team a lot more when everybody's listening to the same music, as opposed to where if I was to just listen to it by myself.
Joe went on to talk about how listening to music together as a team brings everyone closer and creates a sense of community. There are certain songs that the team rallies behind, like She About to Bing. Whenever this song comes on, everyone gets super excited and rallies together with a shared love of the song. This ties into what Thomas Drino shared in his essay, Music is a Social Life, the Politics of Participation, when he says, controlling the sonic space is a way to assert this individual identity and sense of self within the family. Having our own music gives us a sense of unity and identity for our team. In addition, Joe mentioned that as a freshman, and still feeling a little unsure of himself, the songs that were embraced by the team helped him with his transition to Colby and allowed him to feel like he had something in common with his teammates. Lastly, Joe talked about the sense of ownership that the team feels for the locker room, mainly due to the music that is played in it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think when we have our music playing in our locker room, it's our space and it's our team and our, you know, our game, our practice. I think that, you know, when we all kind of listen to music in the locker room together, even if, you know, you don't even have to be talking to anybody, but you still feel like you're connected to them.
The sense of community has been vital to the success of our team and has helped us to have one of the most successful seasons in recent history. At 12:15, the team walks out onto the field for warm-ups before the game. The team screams and shouts as everyone is getting excited to play soon. Here are Riley's thoughts about the songs we listen to when you walk out onto the field.
I definitely think the first song, more commonly known as the walkout, is definitely something that is well known for teams. I know in high school we had like a certain walkout that we would use, and I definitely think it's a song that is kind of more remembered than just the other songs in the warm-up, especially for the visiting team. If you're out there, like, that's kind of like a hallmark of a lot of teams that we'll play, is their walkout song. So I definitely think Sweet Escape is our opening song. I think it's a good song. I definitely think it is a little different from some of the walkout songs that I've heard or used in the past on different teams, but I definitely think it kind of fits with who we are as a team. So I think it kind of represents us well.
Our walkout song is Sweet Escape by Gwen Stefani. It's definitely not your typical walkout song, but it fits the personality of our team and immediately gets everyone pumped up. The song brings everyone together and is definitely a part of our identity. At 1 p.m., the game starts. Every time that Colby scores a goal, we play the yodel song over the loudspeaker. It drives a celebration on the sideline and hopefully annoys our opponents as the whole team rocks out.
We've used a couple of different goal songs, and I think goal songs, for me at least, are just kind of a community-building kind of thing for the team and the fans and everybody. When you hear the same song over and over again, we have a yodel song right now, which is it's kind of a team bonding thing. It's like an inside joke that we have, and it kind of pumps us up whenever you hear that song. I don't know. I think it's like a kind of like almost like a reward almost. You know, we scored a goal, now we get to listen to the song that we want to listen to, right?
Overall, the music that is played, whether in the locker room, the walking out song, or goal songs, all create a sense of community that is vital to the functioning of our team. These shared experiences bring a group of individuals together and helps to create a team by creating a shared sense of community and making the experience more enjoyable and rewarding.